Imagine checking into a luxury Las Vegas hotel worth $2.7 billion, yet your entire experience is defined by a single carpet cleaner named Wes who genuinely welcomes you. This transformative moment sparked Scott Stratton's revolutionary approach, unmarketing. At its core lies a refreshingly simple yet profound premise. If business is built on relationships, make building them your business. This isn't just another marketing strategy. It's a fundamental shift in how we connect with customers. In a world obsessed with digital tactics and automation, unmarketing reminds us that genuine human connection remains our most powerful business tool. When we prioritize relationships over transactions, we create advocates, not just customers, people who champion our business because they've experienced our value firsthand. A clear hierarchy exists in purchasing decisions. At the top are satisfied current customers, followed by referrals from trusted sources, existing relationships without purchases, and recognized experts. At the bottom, the greasy bottom level, are random searches, advertisements, and cold calls. Positioning yourself higher means facing less competition. Building relationships takes time, but delivers better results than bottom-level tactics, where competition is fierce and margins thin. Businesses with strong customer relationships might maintain 40% margins, while those competing for random searches struggle with 15%. The trust gap represents how much trust someone needs before buying from you. Service businesses, like professional organizing, require significant trust before someone allows you into their home. This applies equally to financial advisors handling savings or healthcare providers treating loved ones. To climb higher in this hierarchy, work toward becoming a recognized expert in your field. Not the expert, suggesting you know everything, but an expert with special skill from training or experience. Excellence leads others to recognize and promote your expertise, creating a virtuous cycle of trust-based relationships. Traditional marketing interrupts with unwanted messages, while engagement marketing creates meaningful interactions that build lasting relationships. Real estate agent Petrus Engelbrecht exemplified this by sending Ronald's Donuts to a podcast listener who mentioned loving them, without asking for anything in return. When that listener later needed a home, Petrus was the only agent considered. Great marketing means staying memorable for when people are ready to buy, focusing on relationships rather than immediate transactions. However, no marketing approach succeeds without genuine skill and excellent service. A struggling restaurant rejected advice to host free dining nights for nearby condo residents, refusing to spend a few thousand dollars while wasting $5,000 monthly on unmeasurable magazine ads. Unable to see the value of creating memorable experiences, they eventually closed. The experience gap is the difference between a company's best and worst customer interactions. Many businesses deliver excellence to secure first-time sales, but fail to maintain that standard for existing customers. Your service quality is defined by your weakest touchpoint, not your strongest. Cirque du Soleil eliminates this gap by maintaining excellence throughout. Every staff member demonstrates genuine enthusiasm, understanding that even minor negative interactions could diminish the overall experience, regardless of the show's quality. Social media isn't about platforms like Twitter or Facebook. It's about meaningful online conversations with your market. The term social media is misleading because people associate media with outward messaging when it's actually about two-way communication. Companies often avoid social media claiming no time, no ROI, no control. Saying no time for social media essentially means no time for customers. The ROI complaint is weak since most traditional sales activities can't calculate precise ROI either. What truly matters is return on relationships, ROR. Using social media effectively requires building social currency first, investing time, knowledge, and effort before extracting monetary value. Engage with fans rather than just collecting them. Social platforms now exist in three types: conversational, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn; visual, Instagram, Pinterest; and dark social, private messaging like WhatsApp. With numerous options, it's impossible to maintain a meaningful presence everywhere. Instead, build a focused social media platform, starting small before expanding. Like a band filling a club before a stadium, follow traction, momentum, and expansion. Social media has fundamentally shifted power dynamics between companies and consumers. A single complaint can now transform into a full-scale revolt when amplified online. The Motrin Moms campaign illustrates this. An ad suggesting baby carriers as fashion statements triggered 20,000 angry emails after mothers mobilized across social platforms. Social media transforms customer service into public interactions that impact your brand. When handled well, public responses demonstrate attentiveness and care. Tufts University exemplified this by responding promptly to a student's complaint about a bad apple, acknowledging the issue, and taking ownership. Conversely, Dark Horse Cafe showed poor judgment by dismissing a customer's tweet about insufficient electrical outlets, stating, "We are in the coffee business, not the office business." People discuss your business online regardless of your participation. Smart companies monitor these conversations and respond thoughtfully. Remember that the loudest customers, both complainers and advocates, represent only about 1% of your marketplace. Most dissatisfied customers won't confront you. They simply leave.
Authenticity in business means leveraging yourself as your strongest asset. Focus on strengths, outsource weaknesses, and enjoy the consistency that comes from being genuine. However, authenticity requires discernment. When sharing content, you're endorsing those views, potentially affecting business relationships. Don't reveal something you wouldn't want displayed on a billboard with your name and company logo. Transparency means honesty across all business areas, though standards are defined by personal values. Remember that your market may hold higher ethical standards than you do, and perception matters tremendously. Auto-tweeting and ghost posting create transparency problems. Followers expect that when they see your post, you wrote it. Using automation signals you're only broadcasting, not listening. Having assistants post as you may be efficient but undermines trust. You wouldn't send someone to impersonate you during a coffee meeting.
The digital age has transformed customer connections, creating unprecedented engagement opportunities. Authors now experience constant feedback through social media, readers sharing favorite passages, and forming a global, passive conversation impossible before. Businesses often prioritize acquisition despite retention costing 5-10 times less. Satisfied customers become your word-of-mouth army, while loyal customers representing thousands in lifetime value can be lost through small, consistent frustrations. Zappos exemplifies unmarketing by empowering employees to prioritize customer needs, arranging free returns for shoes purchased for a hospitalized mother who passed away, and sending condolence flowers. FreshBooks creates remarkable experiences through both grand gestures, cross-country road trips to meet users, and personalized touches. They require all new employees to spend their first 2 months in customer support. Marketing's future remains grounded in timeless principles while embracing new tools. Creating exceptional products, delivering outstanding service, and building genuine community will always matter regardless of which platforms emerge. Focus on remarkable experiences and prioritizing customer experience over short-term gains. If you believe business is built on relationships, make building them your primary focus. In a world of automation, your humanity is your greatest competitive advantage. Competitive advantage.